Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being here. And thank you to Atlanta to have a nice sunny day for our guests from Seattle. So they don't always see the sun there, so we're thankful for that. It's been 5 weeks since we last got together, and we've been obviously very active in interviewing head coach candidates. And I will tell you, there was a very deep talent pool this year of head coach candidates, and the process was both very educational and challenging for us as we went through it. And I want to thank our internal search team for their work, Rich, Thomas, Scott, and Kim, and Jed Hughes from Korn Ferry, and Joe Banner, who volunteered his time and his experience as needed. All of these people were diligent and committed to a very thoughtful process and a final decision, and I valued their views and their support. Our search was focused and it was thorough. We considered former head coaches. We considered college coaches, coordinators, had lengthy interviews with our top seven candidates, discussing a very wide variety of topics, as you might expect. And we appreciate their time and in preparation. Each candidate invested in the meeting and did an outstanding job in their own regard. And I would say that based on the quality of these candidates, I believe many of the new head coaches this year will be very successful in their new roles. We ended the search with no bias in terms of an offense or a defense experience base. We wanted a coach who would provide the leadership in all three phases of the game and add additional leadership to our building and our franchise. We told you from the outset we were looking for a leader with a clear vision for success, someone who had great skills in terms of being a wonderful motivator, someone who was bright and decisive, someone who was innovative and flexible, and somebody who would be a great fit, cultural fit, for the franchise and really for all of our businesses. And we found that in Dan Quinn, and for that reason he became our top choice. We felt so strongly that he was the best coach for us that we stayed patient, very patient, through the playoffs and Super Bowl, and rather than feel compelled to make a quick decision in a different direction. With 21 years of coaching experience, 12 in the NFL, Dan has a deep and a diverse history in football, having worked with some of football's best, including Steve Mariucci and Bill Walsh, Nick Saban and Pete Carroll. In our two meetings with Dan, he displayed a definitive plan for our football team and his description of what it would take to win, an air of confidence, yet a strong sense of humility as well, and a desire to work in a collaborative way across the building. He's a coach, an individual who's pulled the best out of every player he coaches, designing and playing to their strengths and teaching them how to be better at what they're doing. He's smart, he's decisive, utilizing what he's experienced over the years, both good and bad, and to bring and develop his own unique approach to coaching. And he has a real desire to look for ways to do it better, to get better, to continue to push to a higher standard. The expression, good is the enemy of great, may have started with Dan Quinn. Dan's leadership has produced some of the league's top defenses, most notably in 2013 and 14 with the Seahawks. In those 2 years, Seattle allowed just 271 yards per game, 15 points per game, held opponents to 91 rushing yards per game, and won the Super Bowl in 2013. Dan also has a firm grasp on his offensive philosophy, which I'm sure he'll spell out and be asked about. He's putting together a coaching staff that reflects his approach to leadership, teaching, and creating a high-energy environment, and he has well-thought-out ideas regarding how to build a roster. I want to give you plenty of time to get to know Dan and ask him lots of questions, which I'm sure you will, but I want to also take just a few short minutes to expand on the changes and responsibilities that we announced a few weeks ago, and here's some context for that. As we planned for hiring a new head coach, we spent a good amount of time talking through areas where we could improve our processes and our decision-making and to maximize the resources within our football operations. We also considered the best practices and models at other clubs, and we decided that ideally we would find a head coach that had both the capacity and the desire, and those are two distinct attributes, to control the 53 and 46-man rosters as well as the practice squad. We discussed that opportunity with all of the candidates, but we were not in a position to publicly clarify the questions regarding authority structure until we had a head coach contract completed, which didn't happen until Monday of this week. We were very fortunate to find in Dan a head coach with strong references for evaluating talent, as well as a strong desire to be highly engaged in building the roster. I said this over the weekend in a couple of interviews at the Super Bowl, but I think it's worth repeating. Words like power and final say, control, are not terms that we like to use in how we operate our Falcons or any of our other businesses. Our approach has always been one of processes, collaboration, and partnership, and it will stay that way, and it's an approach that that is very attractive to Coach Quinn. Going forward, Thomas and Dan, along with their staffs, will collaborate fully in evaluating our roster and working on free agency and the draft, as well as other player matters related to building the roster. To be specific, Thomas, as a general manager, will have final authority over free agents and draft picks. Scott now has the responsibility for running free agency and the draft, which is a great use of his time and his talents, and he still continues to report directly to Thomas. Dan will have final authority over the 53, 46-man rosters and the practice squad. Again, the word final is not one that I would choose to use, and I don't think it's one that the coach would continue to use, but in order to legally understand what that means, we thought we'd spell it out. This structure is not unusual today in the National Football League. 10 other clubs work this way, including eight, including eight that have hired new head coaches since 2010. So it is a current trend. More importantly, this is about maximizing the capabilities of Thomas and Scott while adding Dan's unique strengths to the group. We have two accomplished leaders in Thomas and Scott. They have a long history of working together, a trust relationship, and they've received multiple recognitions for their individual work in the National Football League, including two Sporting News Executive of the Years each, in terms of their efforts. So we feel, combined with the head coach with a proven track record and talent evaluation, this trio is a strong combination and one that we will capitalize on behalf of the franchise. All three of these men look forward to working together, and I'm confident that their collective efforts will result in a strong roster in this season and in future seasons. I want to make it clear, with both Dan and Thomas are reporting to me, my role in terms of player decisions will be unchanged. For 13 years, it's been zero, and for the next whatever number of years, it'll be continue to be zero. My involvement will continue to be to support and understand and not direct in terms of player decisions. This reporting structure is simply what we believe to be the best setup to help these men accomplish their individual and their collective roles. It's also more common in the league today. 13 clubs now have the same structure, including four of the seven new coaches who were hired this year. Again, it's a current trend. So I want to close by thanking Rick Smith, who's with us today, and his wife, Julie, for being here. Thank you for your help in working on Dan's contract and your efforts in his behalf and behalf of our franchise. And now I'm very pleased to introduce Dan Quinn and welcome his wife, Stacy, sitting in the front row as well, to Atlanta. Thank you.